Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Steve, what day is it, my friend?
Today is Friday Eve.
It is National Have a Bagel Day, correct?
I was going to say that. The
men's room top 10. Did you have a bagel today?
I didn't. The men's room top 10.
So in honor of National Have a Bagel Day, I decided to look up the top 10 toppings on a bagel.
So not the bagel itself.
Not the bagel itself.
But
you know what
people
that's another
put on
one
the
I can
bagel.
Look for is the top
Does this
10.
Count bagel sandwiches?
Yes, it does.
All right, okay. That's important to know.
Let me also, you know what, I'm going to run that down just because that's an even better thing to go there, Steve, is the top
the plain,
styles of
the
bagel.
Onion, there is the everything is my
tomato,
go-to.
Capers.
Ooh, I like
red
it.
Onion specifically.
There's the blueberry
cinnamon
bagel.
Raisin, cinnamon raisin, the blueberry raisin bagel. Blueberry one.
Plain old butter.
French toast bagel, garlic bagel, Asiago bagel.
Those are good.
Asiago.
Oh, yeah.
Poppy seed bagel, chocolate chip bagel, pumpernickel bagel.
I don't like the sweet bagels. Like, I like chocolate chips. I like bagels.
I don't mind a
and
cinnamon,
they're not bad.
Cinnamon raisin's not bad.
But I don't want a chocolate chip bagel.
Cinnamon raisin and butter is tops.
If you get rid of the
I'm
raisins.
With I don't know that I'd eat a chocolate chip bagel, but that cinnamon raisin bagel is top notch.
Second only to the onion bagel.
You lost me there, champ.
Okay, you know what? I'll leave you behind, Ted. These are the top 10 toppings on a bagel. What do you guys like to have on your bagel? Miles, you rattled off a handful there. What would be your favorite thing to put on a bagel?
That would be cream cheese and lox.
Cream cheese and lox.
With butter.
That's
right.
Me. And don't add the freaking capers, you son of a bitch. I just said cream cheese and lox. At
you don't
what
like
point
olive things,
did
do you?
I say, what's that?
You don't like olive type things, do you?
I like olives.
Just not capers.
I don't like capers. Frog
okay.
testicles.
Hmm.
So I tell my mother every time.
She bacon, egg, and cheese.
Attaboy. All right. Number 10, they go with the everything bagel seasoning.
I actually put some of that in my chicken salad.
Oh, good
God. We have it at home, and pretty much anytime I make a bagel, even if I'm eating an everything bagel,
yeah.
I'll still dump a little more on the cream cheese.
You guys go to Trader Joe's, get that everything but the bagel seasoning?
That may have been where it came from, actually.
Hell yeah, dude.
So my wife told me about it, and I almost did a backflip. Like, I love you.
There was a hot minute there where that was kind of a universal seasoning for me.
Yeah. Actually, it works well on steak. It basically is just
Ooh,
Montreal
like
steak
this.
Seasoning.
Yeah.
If you want to just replicate it, buy Montreal steak seasoning. It's
right.
The same thing.
Hell yeah.
I was just saying, some of the cream cheeses have really come along.
Yes.
Yes, they have.
Like when we had an Einstein near here, there was a handful of really, really good ones that they had down there.
It sucks that they're not there.
I know, man. I'm mad. Tomatoes, onions, and capers.
Yep. Ugh. That's part of the whole lox spread.
Gotcha. But they don't include the lox. Lox show up a little bit further up, but just straight up tomatoes, onions, and capers. That's actually not a bad combo.
Yeah, a lot of people eat that.
Mm-hmm.
Classic savory additions, especially with lox or cream cheese, as they say. So what kind of onions is it? Is it
red?
Red and raw.
I don't know how I feel about it.
He's describing his penis, lady.
Basically, the only way you should ever eat a red onion, raw.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Some I hate when they put it on pizza, I about lose my mind.
As I was just saying, it's funny. I love a raw red onion on stuff, but like some people hate them.
They do. Well, they're very, very, very potent. you know?
Yes.
But you almost always just eat them raw.
And it's weird how when I was a kid, you know, I would eat onions more accurately. I wouldn't pull the onions off of things that I was eating unless it was just an egregious amount.
Yeah.
But as I got older, all of a sudden I was like, this would go really well.
There's an absolute like onion like board that you look at to see what you do with different kinds of onions.
Okay.
And shallots are the closest thing to a red onion that you cook.
Yes.
But a red onion is like absolutely under no circumstances do you cook this onion.
I don't know anybody who does.
They'll put it on a pizza every once in a while. I'm just like, golly, guys.
But it's not
better than
that.
Warm.
I was going to say, I didn't like onions for years. And then in my 30s, like, I had a burger that had red onion. I was like, what in the hell is this? This is delicious.
My goodness.
Again, top 10 toppings on a bagel. Hummus is that number 8.
I've never done that.
Oh. I've had it once. It's bread. Pretty good.
All right. Yeah.
In place of the cream cheese, it was hummus, right? And it's one of those deals where we had hummus in the fridge. We were out of cream cheese. I didn't know it was a thing, but I'm just like, that's it. I'm going to put it on there. And it was great.
I would feel like I would want to add something else with it. That's where I put on some like cherry tomatoes or something like that.
You put cucumbers
you
on there. Tomato.
Yeah. Anything that goes with hummus.
Stick with the Greek
there.
theory on food.
I think hummus is just great.
It is.
It is, but to me, a little goes a long way. There does come a point with hummus.
Really?
Yeah.
I could eat a bowl of hummus.
I'm with you, dude.
Me too.
Go to town on it. Tuna or chicken salad?
Oh man, chicken salad. Chicken salad for the win on that one. Tuna salad's great, but chicken salad, man, there's a
on a bagel.
Oh my.
Yeah.
You thinking Towson bagel?
Is that a closed face sandwich or is that an open face sandwich?
It's closed face.
Okay.
You can eat it open if you want, but there was a place called Towson Bagel in Baltimore. And it's around the corner from the radio station. And at least 3 times a week, I would go there, get the everything bagel, toasted, sons of bitches, with their chicken salad. I don't know what they put in their chicken salad. It could have been rats and heroin. It was so good, you did not care.
No kidding, dude.
Oh, seriously, man.
It's the first thing I thought when you said chicken salad on a bagel was Towson
bagel. Yeah.
They were that good. And then right next door, Cluck You Chicken.
Yep.
Nice.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Top 10 toppings on a bagel, peanut butter. That's a simple one for the morning, man.
I've never done that.
You ever slice a banana and put it on top of the peanut butter bagel?
Especially good with banana or apple slices for a sweet and nutty treat.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Hmm. That sounds dope. Honestly, yeah. I've done peanut butter banana toast. So honestly, a bagel I think would take that into the next level.
Okay.
I used to just take a tortilla, spread peanut butter on it, put a banana inside it, and roll it up.
Mexican style, yeah.
Avocado. Mashed or sliced, often with egg, salt, or everything seasoning.
It's fine. Yeah.
See, that's the one where I go to town on it.
Really? I don't dislike avocado. It doesn't have enough taste to hate. It doesn't have enough taste to love. It's just kind of
some fresh ground pepper takes that next level.
I agree.
I'm with you. Like, I can just eat half an avocado, but I got to put some salt and pepper on it.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Got to vote, too, for a jalapeno and a cheddar on our YouTube.
Have you ever had one of those bagels
before? They are amazing.
Yes. Sir.
Amazing.
Top 10 toppings on a bagel. There you go, Ted. The bacon, egg, and cheese.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
a hearty classic. Popular breakfast sandwich.
I mean, personally, I would prefer Taylor ham, egg, and cheese.
See, I go sausage.
But that's specific.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But yeah, nothing wrong with that.
All right, I'm with you. Sausage to me is always with the muffin.
Okay.
But if it's a bagel, I go bacon.
Because the grease drips through the hole there.
Oh, well, and the sausage slides out.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, it's like eating ciabatta bread.
It really is.
I'm not getting into
just
it.
Just keep going, Mike.
We're not doing it.
Not today.
It's the holiday season. Damn it, drop it.
I hope somebody shows up with ciabatta bread tomorrow.
I hope they do, too, because I will enjoy it.
Because you can beat them over the head with it and knock them out because it's so hard and nasty.
I'm not getting into it with you two.
You file down my toenails.
You throw one of those, man, you knock someone's eye out.
Scrooge. Number three is butter. That, to me, is like my number one.
That, right. Yeah, you start there.
Yeah.
And then you put whatever else you want on top.
Damn straight.
Does anybody else, like, there's also, like, to me, levels of bagels. So okay. If I go to a bagel place, I want cream cheese or a sandwich.
Absolutely.
But if I just buy, like, frozen bagels or bagels at
butter,
the store.
Whatever.
Yeah, just butter. It's fine.
Is it a West Coast thing to have a scooped bagel, as they call it?
I don't know about that.
Christ, yes.
What is a scoop bagel?
Can we stop doing that?
People take the bagel and they scoop out all the bread.
What do they do with the bread? Just
throw it out? They just want
feed
the cream
it to the
cheese
birds?
In there? Yeah, I don't know. Like, look, I could fathom it on like a sub roll if you're making a sandwich.
Understood.
In a little deeper pit.
But they just want, that cream cheese basically in the onion skin or the
like
bagel
the crust,
skin?
Yeah.
New York City's the like bagel capital of the states.
Sure.
Go try to, not you, but I'm saying like try to order one there. They're going to throw you out of that shop.
Right. I'm going to throw you out of the shop. That's like the best part of the doggone bagel.
What? Okay.
Scooping the damn thing. Lox comes in at number two. Lox and cream cheese.
That's my go-to.
The iconic New York deli pairing, often with red onions and capers. I have never done it before. It sounds fantastic.
It is.
To me, it's just the amount of lox. Like, I just want, like, a couple little thin
you
sheets of it.
Well, okay.
Sometimes it's, like, thick. It's like, Jesus, man.
Sometimes you can buy it together as a spread. So that's the way you want to start.
Gotcha. Like the salmon's in the cream cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. And then the number one top 10 topping on a bagel. It's easy. It's cream cheese.
Plain cream cheese.
Flavor, right. Whatever you want it to be. The thing is that there's also some new sandwiches that are out there, and somebody that we know sells sandwiches with them. That's some thick doggone cream cheese on there, man.
I'll get it on the side and put it on later.
They're pre-wrapped.
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay. I mean, look, she puts on a proper schmear.
Yeah, that's...
But, man, if you're doing it at home, get the whipped cream cheese.
Oh,
That's a game changer.
But the problem
with
the whipped cream cheese that I've had, maybe it's just me, when the bagel's hot and you try to put it on...
It'll melt.
Right, it kind of melts before you're done spreading it.
Okay.
You got to let
first
it cool
world problem is what we call this, but I'm in the kitchen like, God damn it, man.
My problem is with that whipped cream cheese, before you know it, there's salami in it.
Oh, no.
What happened?
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.